This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Half of all women in the United States will live with or marry a man with children. And what woman with stepchildren has not, in order to diffuse the often overwhelming challenges and anxieties she experiences, referred to herself as a stepmonster? What Hope Edelman's book has done for motherless daughters, Wednesday Martin's empowering and original Stepmonster does for stepmothers, unlocks the emotional mysteries of why they think and feel and act the way they do. Help me welcome to the program Dr. Wednesday Martin, the author of Stepmonster. Wednesday, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me today, Coy.
Absolutely. Been looking forward to it. I have to ask you right off, why this book? What's going on in your life when you realize, hey, I've got to write a book about stepmothers?
Well, it's so timely, Coy. You listed the specifics. Did you know that stepfamilies will outnumber first families in the United States by the year 2011 and may already have done so already by 2009? That one in three people in the United States is in some kind of a step situation. And as you said, half of all women in our country are going to end up in a stepmother situation, whether they're literally a stepmother or a stepmother figure because they're living with rather than married to someone. So it's incredibly timely. We need to understand who these women are and what they go through. Also, not just because there are so many of us, but because, you know, the divide between our perceptions of stepmothers and who they really are and what their lives are really about is so dramatic. So it's time to close up that gap.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Wednesday, we grew up with, you know, stories of Cinderella, and the phrase wicked stepmother is part of our culture.
It is really ingrained, and it's really deep, and that's one of the reasons why when women become stepmothers, they're under extraordinary internal and external pressures to make things work and, you know, to be perfect and loving and maternal every second. And yes, these huge expectations that we have to undo the wicked stepmother myth every day of our stepmothering experience weigh pretty heavily on women and make their job a lot harder.
We're talking with Dr. Wednesday Martin. Her new book is Stepmonster. We'll be giving away a free copy here at the end of the interview, so keep listening. Wednesday, tell us about your own story. And in the book, you bring so interviews with so many other stepmothers into this great story and sort of weave them all in there.
Well, thank you. I hoped to do that. What I really did, Coy, is I started with my own experience, and then I tried to figure out whether it was typical, and it turned out that it was when I, you know, read the studies and spoke to other women. But again, a very typical situation. I was a single woman with no children. I married a man with two teenage daughters. This was 9 years ago, and my feeling going into it was, well, all my friends' kids love me, and professionally my job was to study and understand teen girls. I worked in advertising, and I figured other kids like me, I like other kids, this is all going to work out great. However, this is what happens every time you step into that situation, and there's a whole world and culture in the family that precedes you, and it's hard to find your place. And so my experience was very typical, and I started to research it really very early on as a way to deal with the stresses of stepfamily life, and I found that those stresses are remarkably uniform in each woman's experience, depending on the other factors in the picture. But it is harder to be a stepmother than a stepfather, and that's the fact to start with and to understand, and things will get easier from there.
Wednesday, what is it particularly about the stepmother, this woman, grown woman who comes into this these existing relationships and this existing family culture? What is it about stepmothering in particular that is so challenging for women?
Great question, and some of the best family researchers have been studying it for a while. And you have one of the very best in your state of Virginia. Her name is Dr. Mavis Hetherington. She's very eminent. She recently came out with the results of her 30-year longitudinal study following 2,500 people, family members, who had experienced divorce and remarriage. And she, you know, I had to laugh. In her section on stepmothers, she seemed really this clinician and researcher who had seen it all seemed genuinely surprised. She said, stepmothers encounter a level of vitriol that stepfathers do not. And, she and other researchers have laid out why. Kids feel more resistance toward and more resentment and hostility. Further, stepmother, largely because they feel that it might be a betrayal of their mother, who's a primary parent to them and to whom they're likely very close. It's also hard to be a stepmother because you're dealing with layers and layers of this cultural sediment and of judgment about who stepmothers are that men don't have to deal with as stepparents. You're dealing with these enormous cultural expectations. You're a woman. You're supposed to be loving and maternal. You're supposed to be this blending agent who can do everything. And then, as we talked about, we touched on all the stereotypes about stepmothers. And finally, if the ex in the picture is an ex-wife, she's likely to be more involved in the household than an ex-husband might be, and more opportunities for conflict are just a statistical outcome of higher level of involvement. So those are some of the main reasons that stepmother is a particularly tough role.
Dr. Wednesday Martin was a regular contributor to the New York Post parenting page for several years, and her work has appeared in a number of national magazines. Her new book is Step Monster, a new look at why real stepmothers think, feel, and act the way that they do. So, Wednesday, let's not waste any time here. What's your advice for the women who are listening who have already found themselves in situations like this and are, I'm sure not a few of them are pulling their hair out wondering, what do I do? How do I reach these children and really become a part of their world?
My advice would be, remember that they have two parents who put them first and love them like crazy, and remember that nobody likes rejection and hostility, and there's nothing wrong with you if you're not liking the way these things are going. What you can do to help yourself is let go of a couple of myths. Let go of the myth of the blended family. Families that are second families or subsequent families don't blend. And the media loves this term, but that doesn't mean that we have to fall for it. Step families are their own kind of families. They might become very close and cohesive, but very likely they won't be as close and cohesive as the first family, but they can still be really satisfying, highly functional settings. Even if your relationship with your stepchildren ends up being one of civility and politeness or, a little bit close but not best friends, let go of that myth that everybody has to fit together like a first family. They don't. And let go of the feeling that you have to make it into a first family. That's not your job. Second of all...
So it's okay if it's not the Brady Bunch.
It's okay if it's not the Brady Bunch. And newsflash, it's not going to be, because guess what? The Brady Bunch was television. And we know that there's likely to be higher levels of conflict in a stepfamily than in a first family. So stop imposing the first family map, because I wouldn't use a map of New York City to get around your town, and you wouldn't use a map of your town to get around Toronto. First families are not second families. Step families are not first families. Let go of that dream. Second of all, moms, stepmoms, let go of the myth of the maternal perfect stepmom. Stop bending over backwards trying not to be wicked. You're probably not wicked. If you care and you're concerned, you're automatically not a wicked stepmother. But let go of this myth that you're supposed to be automatically loving and maternal and love these kids every second. They are going to be rejecting and hostile towards you at certain points, particularly in the beginning, but maybe intermittently for many years. And you're only human. You don't have to love them every second of every day. They have parents who do that.
We're talking with Dr. Wednesday Martin. The new book, just in time for Mother's Day, is Step Monster. Wednesday, sort of fill out your story. What ended up happening? I assume these girls are now grown and out of the house.
They're wonderful young women, and they're developmentally right on target, and they did all the things that they were supposed to do as teenagers with a stepmother. Very typical, and I can assure women that even though statistically the worst possible scenario is entering into the life of these families when the kids are teenagers, I can assure people from my firsthand experience that it can be done. I can also tell women, since you mentioned Mother's Day, that Mother's Day, Father's Day, and the season that we're coming up to, event season, graduations, weddings, all the things that happen, Coy, in May and June.
Right, right.
If you're part of a step family, step back a little bit. This is going to be, I call this step family flashpoint season. I mean, you can imagine the tensions that are going to be there in step families when there's a wedding, when there's a graduation. There's the drama of who will be invited and who will not. You can imagine the drama of whether, you know, who's going to get called on Mother's Day and Father's Day. And, you know, these stepmothers tend to metabolize the feelings for everybody in the family, whether everybody lives together or not. So this is a tough season coming up for women with stepchildren, and they need to relax their expectations of themselves quite a bit and take care of themselves as we move into the stressful next weeks and months.
Dr. Wednesday Martin is the author of the new book, Step Monster. Wednesday, my background is in anthropology, so I was really interested in your chapter that sort of takes a view of the world through the lens of the stepmother. Tell us first if the rest of the world has this cultural baggage of the wicked stepmother, and secondly, is stepmothering as big of a challenge in the rest of the world as it is in the West?
Well, Coy, what I can tell you is that I was shocked to learn that step families are not a historical departure. They're not historically anomalous. They've been with us forever, certainly throughout our country's history and the early history of Western Europe. But even before then, and as you point out, step families are also a cultural universal. I was really surprised to learn how common it is, for example, among, say, the Efi and the Akha people. They're pygmies of Central Congo. And in those societies, 70% of kids are living in a step-parent household. And what's amazing about this is that if we look at hunter-gatherer cultures, these are people who are living in the way that we very likely did in the Pleistocene. So they're not only teaching us that step-parenting is a cultural universal, but also that it was part of our evolutionary history in all likelihood. So it's always been with us. Has it always been problematic? Well, I spoke to evolutionary biologists and human behavioral ecologists who said things to me like, and it was refreshing. They came at it from a different perspective, and they would say things like, well, let's face it, in terms of things like access to resources and access to the father-husband, these conflicts between women and their stepchildren are ancient and fundamental and very real. Another evolutionary biologist said to me, well, sure, stepmothers and their stepkids are rivals in a certain way. Is there anything so surprising about that? And so that's one of the wonderful things about taking this wider view of stepmothering. Instead of just talking to psychologists, opening up the discussion and letting these people from other fields have their say about stepmothering really has a lot to show us. It's a very deep subject, and just one perspective alone, psychology, is not going to be enough for us to crack open the mystery of stepmothering.
It's a fantastic new book, Step Monster, a new look at why real stepmothers think, feel, and act the way they do. Dr. Wednesday Martin, it's been an honor to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today, Coy. I really enjoyed it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.